Good evening, everybody. Thank you for coming tonight. As you heard, I'm going to be reading Welcome. Welcome is a poem about a baby's birth in parts of Africa and parts of the Caribbean. When a baby is born, it's not given a name for the first 8 days. And then on the ninth day, there's a big celebration to welcome the baby into the world. And I thought I would start with this poem also to welcome you tonight. So here's Welcome. And on the eighth day, they knew for certain that she had come to stay. So they touched her lips and stroked sugar on her palm, with ginger for health and oil for calm, water for cleansing and washing out strife, salt for happiness, kola nut for long life. And so she tasted the world. Then the sound of her name gave speech to the drums, made poets of her kinsmen. Now, they said, like the rooster whose feet have passed through the fire, you will stay with us. The feasting and dancing would last all night, but she would dream of whispers from the sea. And when a wrinkled face unwrapped empty gums above her, startling her into whimpers, her mother's voice was the sea, breaking in gentle waves over her. Baya, baya, me baby, baby want to sleep, 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 baby want to sleep. And the sea whispered, welcome, Chinelo, welcome. The second poem is an alphabet poem. It's a poem about one of my loves, plants. I wrote a book of alphabet poems not long ago, and it was about food, and I thought I would like to write another one. This one, that was a picture book. This one is for slightly older children. And so it's about plants, as I said. And here it's called Adam Had an Accident. When Adam had an accident, he fell and hurt his arm. Bernie brought a bottle. Try some of this lemon balm. Carol said, no, that won't do. He needs some chamomile. That arm will need the doctor, Dennis said with a wry smile. Ellie said, evening primrose on the cot will give some ease. Freddie waved a fennel bulb, saying, can you let him try this, please? Grace held aloft some ginger root. This will kill the germs. Harry says, heart's ease is best, in no uncertain terms. Ian brought an iris, saying, I think this will do. Janet picked some juniper berries. Put these in his shoe. Karen said, my mom's kale chips, they are the perfect mender. I know what will revive him best, said Lionel. That's lavender. Mint, said Marcy. Neem, said Neil. Raw onions, said young Orville. Plantain's good for cuts, said Paul, but perhaps he needs a large pill. Quinine, said Quentin. Rosemary, said Rose. A saffron salad, said Sally. Tansy's best, said Tilly Ann. I saw that on the telly. Almus fulvus, said Umberta. They all cried, what's that? Not really sure, but I saw Dad use it on the cat. The very best is vervain or valerian, said Vance. Wendy frowned and looked around. Is there wormwood by any chance? Xylopia, said Zara, who was taking Latin at school. Lang Long on his head, said Yuan, will soothe and keep him cool. Zingiber, said Xavier. That's just ginger, someone said. Meanwhile, Adam left them arguing and hurried home to bed. And now this is for anyone who has a best friend. It's just called best friends. If you were a soldier and I were your enemy, I wouldn't fight you. If you were a deer and I were a lion, I wouldn't bite you. If you were a fish and I were a net, I wouldn't catch you. If you were a bone and I were a dog, I wouldn't snatch you. If you were a fly and I were a swatter, I wouldn't kill you. If you were water and I were a carrier, I wouldn't spill you. If you were a cup, I'd be a saucer and let you rest on me. And we will be best friends from now until eternity. I don't know if any of you know someone who is really contrary. Everything you say, they have to say the opposite. And so this is contrary Carl. That's what he's like. If I say it's a train, he will say, it's a bus. I say, my name's Arlen. He said, no, it's Gus. I said, here's a stone. He said, it's a bed. I said, duck. He said, goose. Now he's got a lump on his head. Have you ever had a time when you were waiting for someone and you were really anxious for them to come because this was someone that you loved, and then they were there, and the feelings that you went through while you were waiting and when they arrived? This is what this next poem is about. It's called My Heart is a Volcano. My heart is a volcano, a cyclone, a shooting star. My heart is a speeding freight train, a runaway racing car. My heart is a hunting cheetah, an eagle soaring above the sea. My heart is a captive lovebird that's suddenly been set free. My heart is a trembling gazelle grazing the African plain. My heart is a sleeping baby. My dad is home again. Soldiers are one of my favorite kind of people. I just admire the work they do and the dangers they go through. And some soldiers have life a lot harder than others. This poem is called The Soldier. The soldier stands in the midday sun and stares down the dusty road, and the gun upon his shoulder feels like a heavy load. The soldier stands in the dusty road, face twisted in agony, for the mortal enemy he hunts are members of his own family. The soldier stands by the barbed wire fence under a pitiless sky. He thinks of the home he's left behind, and a tear slips from his eye. The soldier sits by the campfire, and his eyes are baffled when his comrades joke. He does not understand. This soldier's only 10. I'm going to pause there for the minute, and I'll be back with another set soon. Thank you for listening so far.